A man is in jail in East Cleveland, Ohio, as police continue their investigation into three grisly killings. Over the weekend, the bodies of three women were found wrapped in plastic bags. Nick Costell of member station WCPN reports.
Last Friday, someone in the hardscrabble city of East Cleveland noticed a foul smell and called the police. Officers arrived to find a woman's decomposing body stashed in a garage. East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton says later that day they arrested Michael Madison, a registered sex offender, after a standoff in nearby Cleveland.
We questioned that individual, and based on some things that he told East Cleveland police, we came back and did another canvas of the area.
They then found another body in a lot near the garage, and then a third in the basement of an abandoned house. Mayor Norton says all three were the bodies of African-American women, and police believe they had been dead for 6 to 10 days.
They were all wrapped in what we believe to be 4 to 5 layers of trash bags with tape, and all in the fetal position and within 100 yards of each other, all three victims.
Resources are stretched thin in East Cleveland, where the median household income is just $21,000. The city recently was forced to lay off police officers. Yesterday afternoon, Mayor Norton rallied about 3 dozen volunteers who searched for more bodies in nearby abandoned homes.
Without your work fanning out to this broad area, we don't have enough police to cover all of the ground you covered today.
Officials identified one of the victims as Angela Deskins, a 38-year-old Cleveland woman who was last seen in June of this year. 43-year-old Michael Pritchett remembers her as a quiet woman and says about once a month she would stay at his house with his sister and his son.
I was just trying to be like a comforter or something like that. So anytime she wanted to come over, she was hungry and my sister cooked and she was welcome to eat and all of that.
East Cleveland Police Chief Ralph Spotts says there could be more bodies nearby, and police and the FBI will continue the investigation.
We did have information that we felt that it may be more to this, which is why we are continuing to do searching. We are continuing to use our other agencies to help us along.
The suspect, Michael Madison, now sits in an East Cleveland jail, charged with 3 counts each of aggravated murder and kidnapping. A judge set his bond at $6 million. Madison pleaded guilty in 2002 to attempted rape and was sentenced to 4 years in jail. He was out in 2005 on post-release control and completed that in 2008. As a sex offender, he registered his address with the county every year, but it was at a home in a different neighborhood about 4 miles from where the bodies were found. Vanessa Jones runs a home daycare in East Cleveland and says she's known Madison for about 8 years and that sometimes he showed frustration toward women.
He never talk about doing anything to anybody or anything like that. It's just women. All women, you know, normal conversation men have.
These latest deaths are yet another instance of violence against women in a low-income Cleveland area community. This echoes the case of Anthony Soule, convicted in 2011 of killing 11 women and stashing their bodies in his home. About 3 months ago, Ariel Castro was accused of kidnapping 3 women and holding them hostage for about a decade. Law enforcement agents are now re-examining old rape kits, hoping to solve cold cases. As residents here process the shock of another high-profile murder case, the county medical examiner is working to identify the other 2 victims. For NPR News, I'm Nick Costell in Cleveland.
You're listening to All Things Considered.